You are listening to the Inside ECAC Hockey Podcast with Bertie Corbett.
Well, welcome everyone to this week's edition of Inside ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett pleased to be joined this week on the men's side by Brendan Whitett in his 15th season as the head coach of the Brown Bears. And with that, we bring in Coach Whitett off a swept weekend, a sweep for the Brown Bears, as they were able to take care of both Harvard and Dartmouth, a couple of Ivy League rivals at home at Meehan Auditorium, and hopefully gaining some traction here in January as the second half of the season and pretty much exclusively league play gets ready to take hold in the ECAC. Brendan, welcome to the show. Always a pleasure to talk hockey with you.
Thanks, Bernie. Good to talk hockey with you also. So I'm excited to be on. You know, it's coming off a good weekend, so, you know, spirits are high around here, so it's a good thing.
We like to get happy coaches, Brendan, and hopefully you qualify this week. I'm sure you do. Coming off a great weekend, and I just know from researching and getting ready to talk to you here this week that you're about as happy as any coach. I mean, coaches by nature, perfection is not that happy, but I guess you couldn't help but be happy with the overall performance, how thorough and consistent your team was really on both nights.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a work in progress, honestly. We got a very young team. We had a lot of turnover. We got guys playing key roles that maybe weren't in those same roles from last year. And we're slowly making progress. I mean, it's been nice to see. Obviously, we're halfway through our league schedule now. So we're not satisfied with where we are at all. But to be in second place, is a good thing for our program and the strides we've been able to make over the first half of the season.
You talk about the work in progress, so that's probably a good starting point before we talk about some specifics from last weekend. You look on the D-Corps, a couple of guys that transferred to play fifth years elsewhere left you a little bit depleted. But just to give us some perspective, overall, you're a former defenseman. I know you work closely with that unit. You do have some veteran help there and some guys that have played some big minutes and they've stepped up for you.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like the cupboard was bare, you know, but when you lose a guy like Luke Chris and Sammy Nassari and James Crossman, I mean, all three of them played big minutes for us as seniors last year. So what you're hopeful for is guys that are coming back can take some of those minutes and run with them. And then obviously adding some pieces in terms of younger guys, incoming freshmen. I think it's the units come together pretty well. Brett Bliss has been outstanding. Tony Andriozzi has been outstanding. Jackson Monroe, who was recently just injured. But they've all been very good juniors in terms of being able to log a lot of minutes and play those in those critical situations in the game. And we're lucky in that we have two freshmen, and Alex Pino and Ethan Mystery, who have both jumped in and done very well. Alex leads our team in minutes per game played. I mean, this past weekend against Dartmouth on night two, he played over 30 minutes of that game, and he's been great. We've been able to integrate some new guys. We've been getting a little bit more out of some of the returners. And we've gotten really good goaltending, Bernie. Lawton Zacher, who's a freshman, has been outstanding when he's been in. He was injured a little bit at the beginning of the year, and Tyler Shea filled in admirably for Lawton. But Lawton's our definitive number one, and he was excellent this past weekend.
He's the ECAC Goalie of the Week, and deservedly so for his performance against Harvard and Dartmouth to gain the two wins. Comes in as a freshman. Buffalo, New York native. Your expectations for him and how he's performed so far, would you say exceeded Brendan, or is he the guy that you hoped that he would be, knowing that you had a void in the cage?
He's the guy we hoped he would be. He had really good numbers coming out of U18 and out of junior hockey. He's a big-time competitor.
He's very athletic. He's big. He's 6'2". Takes up a lot of the net, and he's very calm in the net too. I mean, he's not flopping. He's not on his heels. He's just calm and confident. And you know, he's adjusted really well. He's given us a chance to win every game. And this past weekend's a good example. I thought we played excellent against Harvard for 60 minutes, and Lawton played well in net. The next night we come back against the Dartmouth team that, quite honestly, had lost the night before resoundingly, and we knew they were going to come in with good energy. And quite honestly, we weren't great in the first, but Lawton was, and he gave us an opportunity to get our feet under us and find a way to win that game.
Offensive side, you mentioned about losing three key performers defensively and how guys have stepped up and how guys have stepped in. You had three of your top four scorers back from last year, including Ryan Botterill and Jordan Tonelli, and certainly added a very important piece with Ryan St. Louis, a son of Martin St. Louis, who transferred in from Northeastern. He's currently your leading scorer.
Yeah, it's been good to see. So if you look at our scoring chart right now, I mean, Ryan St. Louis is a sophomore. Max Scott's number two. He's a freshman. Botterill's a sophomore. Alex Pino's a freshman defenseman. Tyler Koff's a freshman forward. Ethan Mystery's a freshman defenseman. And then you get Maddie Sutton and Jordan Tonelli, followed by Brett Bliss. So that's is a junior. So, you know, so it's a very young group. They're playing a lot of minutes, but they've earned those minutes. They're good players. Mm-hmm. Ryan St. Louis was a huge pickup for us. He's he gives us a little bit of a different element in terms of his ability to make plays. He's got unbelievable hockey savvy, and he's he knows the game inside and out. He's very, very good on the offensive side of the puck, and has been good for us all year. He's really provided a little bit of a kick for the offensive side of the game for us. Max Scott's a guy that comes in from the North American League, and you know he looks like a veteran from day one. I mean, he's a 200 foot player. He's very good in the faceoff circle. He wins a lot of his faceoffs, which to us was something we had to improve upon. It's just possession. We lost a lot of our faceoffs last year in crucial areas and situations, and just didn't start with the puck a lot. Max has been unbelievable in that regard, and a very skilled guy, but plays heavy hard, and he's been great. You know, I already mentioned Pino and Mystery, but Tyler Koff's another freshman, 6'4", has huge potential, and it's just coming into his own, but had a great weekend last weekend, and has pro size and has the potential to continue to get better and better and better. But he's been a very important piece for us early. So, you know, new year, but in a lot of new pieces, but they've been great. Slowly we've been able to, you know, generate a little bit more on the offensive side. We weren't scoring enough and in order to give ourselves an opportunity in some of these games. But that being said, like early in the year, we started and we had three overtime losses in league. So even though we lost, we learned something, you know, and we learned we need to be better in 3-on-3. But we picked up points in those situations. And as such, I think we've generated a little bit more on the offensive side. Our possession numbers are pretty good. Our Corsi has been up this year, and it's been a fun group to coach. I mean, it's a team that believes, that's for sure.
And to believe they did this weekend, and after a carryover struggle, you had three Hockey East opponents from the end of the first semester into the break at the end of the year. It really has been a new year for the Brown Bears here, winning three of your first four and sweeping last weekend in ECAC play. Third in a row over Harvard, dating back over a season. 5-3 victory. It jumped out with a 2-0 first period lead. And the aforementioned Pino started you off on both nights with a power play goal to jump on Harvard, and then the Dartmouth game 2-1. Just so important to be clicking on the power play, up around 17% right now. And it's so important, not just the percentage, but when you get them, and really set the tone, Brendan, on both nights with getting that early power play goal.
Yeah, and it's such an important part of anybody's offense, right? I mean, teams defend so hard, right? There's just not a lot of time and space, no matter who you're playing, whether it be the number one team in the country or the so-called team that's at the bottom of the rankings. I mean, guys are there's well, there's structure. There's not a lot of room. It's very hard to generate and score and win games just by 5-on-5 play. So, you know, our power play is slowly getting better. You know, I mean, there's this past weekend, it allowed us to win both games, you know, and something we work on every day. It's a big part of college hockey, hockey in general. And you have to be able to execute in those situations. We did this past weekend, and it's something we have to continue, something we work on, like I said, each and every time we step on the ice for practice. It's a big part of us trying to generate, a little bit more offensively. And if you can do that on the power play, you know, that's a good thing. So we were able to do it this past weekend, and it's something that continued over from the prior weekend too. We beat Union, and we scored a power play goal in that game, and had a really good game against RPI the second night there, and just came up a little bit short, but found a way to, I think we had 24 shots in the third period against RPI on the road on night two. So we're close, we're making strides. And you look at it one of two ways as a coach. You know, after that RPI game, you know, you want to win every game, obviously, but you know, we weren't that far away, you know, and this weekend we were able to overcome, you know, injuries to Jordan Tonelli, who I mentioned prior, who's our captain. Also Jackson Monroe, who's a very good offensive defenseman for us, who were both injured the prior week and did not play this weekend. So guys jumped up and played great. They came in that hadn't played a lot, you know. I mean, and it's good to see, you know, the guys were prepared, and that's sort of stress to them, but they were ready when they came in, and guys filled some holes that we had from some of those injuries.
A big weekend. You mentioned special teams, 3-for-7 on the power play and 2-for-3 against Arvin, and was able to kill 4 of the 5 man down. So you limited the man down situations also. The challenge now is to get back on the road. You enjoyed the home cooking in Providence this past weekend. Your thoughts now as you get ready to head out with some big ECAC points in the North Country.
Well, I mean, our league's interesting this year, right? I think you have Quinnipiac that's kind of running away from everybody, but teams 2 through 12, there's a lot of similarities, Bernie. Like, there's really not a lot of difference from team to team.
It might be minus 20, but it's not going to snow. So that's a positive. So
anyways, we'll see.
Only in the world of hockey, Brendan, do we say minus 20 is a positive. But when we navigate these roads around the world of college hockey in the Northeast, that's pretty much what we talk about, I guess.
I know. I know. It always snows up there. I'm sure it'll be snowing at some time this weekend up there, Bernie.
It does it all the time at this time. So, but great college hockey towns and barns and people that support their program. So we look forward to the challenge.
Absolutely. Best of luck, Brendan. Always great to catch up with you here in the new year, and all the best to you and the Bears.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Brendan Winnett, our guest here, joining us on Inside at ECAC Hockey. Well, welcome, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of Inside ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett, pleased to be joined on the women's side this week. And once again, back to our coaches' profiles, and very happy to have with us from the Big Green at Dartmouth, Liz Keating Norton, getting ready for a Capital District weekend for the Big Green. Liz, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, we are chock full of academic weapons. That's for sure. I think our kids work hard in every facet of their lives here. And so for them to find success in the classroom is obviously wonderful for them too. But yeah, I can't guarantee 21, but hopefully it's pretty close.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, the guy I hung around with for about four decades, Coach Parker, used to say, "Collegiate sports, Bernie, the season and the reason." And it sounds like these kids, they get the reason part of it, and that's very important for the experience at Dartmouth.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
No doubt about that. And I got to ask you before we'll just look ahead and the road ahead for you over the next 3 weeks. But as a decorated player in your own right, outstanding career that you had in the Ivy League as a player at Princeton not that long ago. Been talking to people around college hockey about the advent of the PWHL. I went to the opening game up at Saugus Arena. Was really impressed with it. Impressed with the pace of the game. Impressed with the whole environment around the game. But if you can weigh in on that and your thoughts about the PWHL, it just seems like this is the moment for women's hockey. As someone that, you know, I've been around, well, some people say too long, but I don't listen to them. But for someone who's been around as long as I have, it seems like this is a great moment for the game of women's hockey right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a tremendous amount of momentum. And I'd say, like, one of the coolest things is for that opening night, like, I was overseas in Switzerland with the U18 team, and like to watch those young kids glued to the TV was really cool. And for them to see that now is, I just think a huge growth moment for that league, for the sport. And I think there's a ton of work to be done, and we need a lot of people willing to keep pounding the pavement. But I think for the next generation of young women and young boys to see professional women on a stage like that is awesome. And I think it's huge, and hopefully people keep putting resources into it and supporting it, because I think if we do, it'll keep growing and it'll be something that people are really proud of and excited about.
Absolutely. And well, it is what, three straight weekends on the road. So you've got that real, that bonding experience times three. You might be sick of looking at each other by the third weekend or anything, you know, it might be, you know, they might be infighting. I don't know, but no,
yeah, seriously, we're going to find out who we're made of.
Your friends are on this trip. Exactly. You know, they could be yelling at me. But three weekends on the road coming up. Once again, a lot of positives, particularly your defensive effort last weekend. Your thoughts on your Capital District opponents this weekend? You get what, Union first and then RPI in the back end of this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think both nights will be really challenging. I think both of those teams are incredibly hardworking. They're really well coached, and they seem to always play really well against us. And so for us and our team, like I always say, like, it's about us and what we can control and making sure that, like, our effort, our execution and our response is top notch. And I'm confident that we, like, we'll give them our best, and we're ready for the weekend. And I'm excited for the games, but I think like, no one can be taken lightly. And I think both of these teams they're really thorough and they're competitive. And like, I've always been impressed with both of these teams, like their work ethic for the full 60 minutes. So we're going to have to work if we're going to get a win.
Yep, absolutely. Well, there's only one song for the bus. And of course, that's right back where we started from Slapshot. So hopefully you'll feature that. That's off my playlist anyway. So feature that over the next three weekends. You can't go wrong. If you know Slapshot, great song, kind of the theme song from the movie. So think of those Charlestown Chiefs.
Awesome. Sounds good.
Okay. Liz, thanks very much, and I hope the road treats you well with you in the Dartmouth Big Green over the next 3 weeks and down the stretch navigating the ECAC race.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Bernie.
Liz Keating Norton joining us here, our guest on Inside ECAC Hockey, head coach of the Dartmouth Big Green.
Thank you for listening to the Inside ECAC Hockey podcast with Bernie Corbett. Follow ECAC Hockey on social media at ECAC Hockey across all platforms.